This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back live already into the third hour. And we do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and then back from 9 to midnight Central on the AM and FM dial. Global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And your calls are coming up in this hour at 800-259-9231. Bush claims he's against abortion, but he signed on to UNESCO, a world harbinger of abortion, funding hundreds of millions of abortions just in the last decade alone. So it's very serious. We had, Jane Roe's attorney on. Her real name is Norma McCorvey. She's now a born-again Christian, worked in the death mills, is against what happened, and says it harms women and children. We had her lawyer, Sharon Blakeney, on to talk about Roe v. Wade and how it's now in the federal courts, because she's allowed to petition on the same case and try to get that overturned. And as you heard from our guests, the neocons on Fox, they're going, well, this will fail because Roe v. Wade was about an individual case. No, it wasn't, neocon liars. It was used for abortion nationwide. So that's coming up, and you watch Bush. He'll play some little tricks here and drop the ball on purpose because he's, well, with one hand saving a few children, maybe, with the other hand committing millions to death camps, committing millions to instant death in the womb. So that's coming up. The left is starting to find out about election fraud. I'm seeing a lot of mainstream left-wing websites talking about touchscreen systems that Chuckie Schumer and Bush are putting in that are totally fraud-ridden. No record of how you voted. Just incredible corruption. Globalist companies own the companies that produce these machines. And to talk about this and a bunch of other forms of election fraud and how the disenfranchised left is introducing commercials with a conscience, airing now on CNN, A&E, and VH1. Joining us in the next segment is Michelle Schacht, the big bluegrass and blues gold platinum record celebrity, I guess. That's a weird way to say it. But recording artist. While Texas-born, Michelle was born and bred in tradition of bluegrass and blues and swing. She became a true British pop phenomenon, and she's involved with Greg Palast and others trying to expose the corruption. And so we'll talk about it and see where she's coming from in the next segment. Have her on for about 20 minutes or so. And then I'm going to get back into all the global news and what's developing around the world and some of the news I never got to yesterday, like Orrin Hatch wanting the government to have back doors to hack into all your computers in the name of stopping illegal downloads of music and software. So that's coming up as well. If you want to go ahead and get on board and get lined up to get on air, the toll-free number to join me on this live Thursday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I will get you up and on the air. And then coming up, more on war with North Korea and Iran and Syria on the horizon, or lying about weapons of mass destruction as the government's been caught red-handed. 1,500 families sue over the deadly measles, mumps, rubella shot. And just a ton of information about genetically engineered food that they're now going to be planting all over the country, and much, much more. But the number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, and InfoWars.com. Be sure and visit those websites and support us if you believe in what we're doing in this life and death battle against the forces of the New World Order.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliffscott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had award-winning BBC Newsnight investigative journalist Greg Pallas, who's an American, on four or five times, and he's dropped just huge bombshells on us. Declassified IMF World Bank documents where they say they want to implode our economies, take our pension funds, literally set up dictatorships. It's their own documents. And they've even come out and admitted that Greg Pallas has accurate documents, but said, well, you know, he's just putting a bad light on them. He's also exposed election fraud by Republicans and Democrats and Choice Point, working for President Bush in the election in Florida, then getting all these big government contracts, running a bunch of other scams, and it really is important information. In fact, I've seen the left wing here in Austin, the phony left wing, just like we have the phony neocon conservatives, they're all really on the same team, attack Greg Pallas. In the Chronicle in Austin last week, they attacked myself and Greg Pallas. Didn't say Greg was wrong about anything, just said, oh, well, he's wrong because he criticizes Democrats too. It's this mindless left-right stuff that keeps the corrupt globalist New World Order agenda moving forward. And one of Greg Pallas' associates in involved in the fight against this globalization is Michelle Schacht. And she, of course, is a best-selling British pop phenomenon and swing blues bluegrass, and a bunch of other music, and she's been an activist involved in just a whole bunch of different areas. And she's now involved with a group that is introducing commercials with a conscience, airing now on CNN, A&E, and VH1. And their press release says, you probably heard about this in the news, as the media continues to be owned and operated by a small, biased minority, and it's not free market either, I would add, the need increases for a forum that can expose alternative truths and opinions. So we're here talking about alternative information, and to tell us about it is Michelle Schacht. And I appreciate you coming on the show, Michelle.
It's my pleasure, Alex, and being a UT alumni there in Austin, it's good to kind of by a phone be back at home.
Where are you now?
I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm working with this group's commercials with a conscience. Actually, people should go to the website standupnow.org if they kind of want to trace the roots of this grassroots citizens initiative. But a lot of us are, of course, out here in the Citizens Republic of California.
Absolutely, and we, Greg Pallas and others are involved. What is the organization trying to do? What do the commercials focus on?
Well, you got to play fire with fire, man. And if the media is being bought and sold by elites, well, the next best thing, I guess, citizens can do is organize and collaborate and come together. And we've put together a commercial, and we are just outraged. We are outraged by the encroachments on not just our civil liberties, but our way of life as Americans.
Well, Ashcroft, 2.5 months ago before Congress, the House and Senate in two separate committees, read off a page and told the Congress there is no Patriot Act 2. Patriot Act 1 doesn't affect citizens. Then on Monday, the Justice Department released a brief and said, yes, we will use it for all crimes against everyone. No more Bill of Rights, secret arrest, everything. Now, we already knew that was in the bills because we've read it, but to have them lying and then admitting they have a Patriot Act, too, and now saying, okay, it is against citizens, does that concern you?
It concerns me, and it concerns every American who cherishes our way of life. When we sing that song, Our Sweet Land of Liberty, we're not saying empty words. We really mean it. And I tell you what, this Help Americans Vote Act is the one that's got my dander up, because they're now proposing that we adopt the Florida model for our voting system. And that really is what's lit the fire under the commercials with a conscience. We're saying this is a tyranny. And in the Constitution, we are, by citizens, we are by right supposed to oppose any tyranny which breaches these shores. And we've got one sitting in the White House.
Well, that's certainly in the Declaration of Independence. Now, Chuckie Schumer and George Bush collaborated together to fund the federalization of elections, to put in the touchscreen systems. Lawsuits have been filed by Republicans and Democrats saying there's no record of a vote. It's totally fraud-driven with modems hooked into the federal government. It's just a black box, and they tell you who wins. So out of the crisis in Florida, which they created, now they're going to, in the name of a solution, take over the whole system. What are you concerned about?
Alex, there's no paper trail. And on top of that, it's handled by partisan elected officials who, you can see from the Florida model, have nothing but the best, their own interest in mind when they keep this system in place where they scrub voter lists. You know, Kathleen Harris, she deliberately squashed the previous service that was scrubbing the lists when they noticed that there were some discrepancies, that one person who'd been a felon in some other state would take out 10 voters in Florida because they had similar names, not even the same names.
Well, now we've caught this government front choice point involved buying the names of Latin Americans for elections.
Well,
and of course, choice points now been given contracts by Bush, and Harris has been given a lot of perks for doing this. Now, understand, I wasn't for Al Gore or George Bush. They're two sides of the same coin, but we do see the corruption of voter news services, and we do see that it's nothing but a political system, and our entire electoral process is now in peril. What is your organization calling for? Getting rid of the touchscreen systems or getting federal control out of the states? What are you calling for?
Essentially, we're calling for citizens to take action, come together, and standupnow.org. If you go on that website, you will see that we're proposing all manner of citizens' initiatives. But obviously, elected officials have been bought and sold by corporations. They're running amok with our government. And this is a democracy by the people, for the people, and of the people. And commercials with a conscience is just one part of a strategy to organize and coalesce the citizens who this country really belongs to,
well,
not
Michelle
the elites
Schacht.
Who try to buy and sell the democracy.
Sure. We're talking to Michelle Schacht, a best-selling pop phenomenon, and she's been a social activist for a long time. You know, I would tell you, though, Michelle, that you know the difference between a democracy in a constitutional republic, in a pure democracy, you would have 51% of the people saying black people can be slaves again, and they become slaves. In our republic, you were talking about the Declaration, Bill of Rights, Constitution. Under that, everyone's rights are protected, and certainly our republic is being dismantled. But
Alex, I don't have time to split hairs over that. The fact that we go along with a decision by the Supreme Court because they are supposed to represent fairness and balance means that we allow for 4 years this guy to run amok in the White House. But come the next election, I don't even buy into the whole electoral system. You know, why do we need to have representatives determining what the popular vote should be distilled down to? I don't buy into any of that.
Let me tell you why we have that. And I mean, I agree with much of what you're saying, but some of the key issues I don't. It's about states' rights. You will get a dictatorship. Take the 17th Amendment that took our senators from the states and made them creatures of the federal government and destroyed local control. That's why we have that.
But you know what it's like? It's called mother wit. That's what we say in Texas. You just got common sense. And people will go along with tyranny for so long, and once it becomes so blatant, and so they will throw the tea chest into the Boston Harbor.
Well, that's true, but they've got to know what the real corruption is. Now, I agree with you. I mean, this is Bush is setting up a dictatorship. He's the worst president that's ever been in office, but he's a puppet. It's the corporations you talked about that are not free market. I mean, there's $1 trillion missing from the Pentagon. $7 billion contract for Dick Cheney in Iraq. No bids allowed. And I hear what you're saying. What specifically is your organization calling for? Just trying to raise the awareness about this?
Well, there's been so much propaganda, hype, brainwash, manipulation in the media that we're fighting fire with fire. Commercials with a Conscience is bought and paid for and produced by citizens dealing directly with these citizens' initiatives, voter fraud, government corruption. We'll have a whole list of issues that we can address, but the way we're going about it is, as I say, fighting fire with fire. We're buying media time just like the corporate elites do, and so we're calling on citizens not only to help us with their financial contributions, but to get involved, make connections, citizen to citizen, to start a grassroots revolution, a fundamental movement for social change in this country.
Well, I know this. Somebody's got to be brought to justice, because if you don't bring criminals to justice, the corruption just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's a race straight to the bottom. But I mean, look, George Bush blocked Dan Burton's committee from investigating Clinton pardoning convicted cocaine dealers and money launderers, and now the Democrats are protecting Bush. They're not contesting what happened with that election. Do you guys understand that at the committee chairman and above level, it doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats?
I got you covered, Alex. We're not partisan in that sense. We're dealing with an oligarchy. Did I say oligarchy? I meant an oiligarchy. This government is being bought and sold long, long ago, quite frankly.
I agree with you.
It's becoming blatantly obvious to even, you know, East Texas hillbillies like me at this point. We see what time it is.
All right, Michelle Schacht, can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we'll come back with Michelle Schacht. And, you know, they're doing some good work. They're getting people to think about election fraud, to think about government corruption, to become aware this is going on. I'm telling you, folks, we're inches away from not even having local elections if they put these federal touchscreens in. Just understand that. We'll be right back with her information.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You're sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw foods. You haven't alkalized your body, and in fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most important protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume iodized water, normal tap water, that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you into homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. If you want to learn more on how you can naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more, or visit Bob on the Internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Across the board, Americans are starting to wake up. And I agree with our guest, Michelle Schock, that we do have an oligarchy in this country, but it's more than an oil-archy. It's a weapons sales-archy. It's a private prison industry-archy. It is a tyranny-archy. It is a currency speculation-archy. It is massive corruption that wants it all and wants it now. And they are setting up a police state. And I tell you, Michelle, that was exciting what you said about point about losing our liberties, our freedoms. So you guys are involved in exposing the Patriot Act and some of the things they're doing.
We're trusting that citizens are reading, getting their information from sites such as gregpalast.com, that they're getting their information from programs like yours, that they're connecting the dots themselves. We don't underestimate people's intelligence. All we're trying to do is get them to come together and to start creating a foment, a motion, a movement that in our particular case, standupnow.org encourages people to fight fire with fire with regard to media, that it's bought and sold, and your average citizen would look at the media saying, oh, I could never afford commercial airtime on VH1 or you know, CNN or whatever. And we're saying, no, you know what? One person can't, but a whole bunch of us together can. We're assuming that the issues that we address will be obvious to everyone. By the time we get around to making a commercial like the one we did for Commercials with a Conscience, it's a general call to arms to say, enough is enough. You are a tyrant, and we're calling your bluff.
Well, the evidence is clear that the administration is the front for the military-industrial complex that carried out September 11th. Michelle, were you aware of that information?
Yeah, and you know where I got it from? One of my favorite books of all time. I don't know if it's available. Yeah, I think it's available retail, too. It's called Addicted to War. You must know that one, Alex.
Sure, I read it, and it's. I'm glad to see it in the stores. But it, you know, it isn't just Bush having prior knowledge, which is now coming out, and I got some more news on that today. They funded and trained and ran the whole operation. And have you ever heard about the Northwoods document, Michelle?
No, you caught me off guard on that, Alex.
Well, that's a U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks, and they tell us why and how they would do this. Does that concern you?
Well, you know, terrorism is supposed to be the big bugbear that frightens us all. It's like Thomas Paine or Thomas Jefferson. Anyone who gives up liberty for security deserves neither.
Yeah, that was one of the founding fathers. Well, I mean, they tell us give up liberty, you'll get security. When you get liberty up, you get tyranny.
They're the threat to our liberty. And that was, remember, one of the threats that the terrorists made was that they could overtake the United States because we were an open society, because we were too free. And you got the folks in Washington, D.C. saying, okay, well, now we've got a justification. We're going to protect
Americans. Oh, yeah, the so-called statements from the terrorists just mesh perfectly with the government, what they want, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just so happens. Well, I can only commend you guys. And who are some of the other people that are involved in your organization?
I'm sorry I'm not real quick with the names here because it's a fairly
umbrella
organization, but, you know.
Well, there's Greg Palast and many others here that I see that are involved, Michelle Schacht. And again, this is very, very exciting, and I hope that more people get involved in this. And obviously that's going to start happening.
StandUpNow.org is the call to arms. Commercials with the Conscience is the result. You'll see the commercials broadcast, but if you go to StandUpNow.org, you will kind of see the infrastructure, how people are getting involved and who's basically put their names on the line. Because now, you know, these anti-terrorist organizations could go and find our names and say, aha, arrest these citizens. That would be your worst nightmare, right? By taking action, by acting with your conscience, that you are then becoming targets for
Well, they're not going to get away with that because we outnumber them and they are the terrorists. They carried out the terror attacks, and we're going to expose that. You see, they don't care if we complain about Patriot Act 1 or 2 or any of this because they're going to carry out more terror and say, see, we told you so. If we don't explain who carried out the terror and who stands to gain from this, they're going to continue to carry the terror out and pose as our saviors. Were you aware of the Project for a New American Century, PNAC?
You got me again, Alan.
Well, this was a group that Bush formed, and they said we need terrorist attacks in America to get people behind a global empire, imperial mobilization. Well, I really appreciate you joining us and taking time out from your career to defend this republic from enemies foreign and domestic. And Michelle Schacht, Godspeed, and thanks for joining us.
God bless you.
Take care. I'll be right back. I'll cover news and take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have inhaled. Call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, and the flames went higher.
And it burns. The ring of fire.
Yeah, it's painful to know the truth, but it's a lot more painful to ignore it and to keep stumbling headlong over the cliff like a fool. And yes, truth is stranger than fiction. Yes, governments are ruthless and corrupt and must be resisted, must be exposed, especially this illegitimate enemy combatant terrorist government overthrowing America and replacing it with high-tech slavery. We're about to go to Ron in Oklahoma and others that are patiently holding. If you'd like to get involved on air in the last 26 and a half minutes of this worldwide broadcast, the toll-free number to do so is 800-259-9231. And I do have some interesting news on genetic engineering, on uniform crime code statistics, on school lockdowns and enslavement training that the government is running. It's all coming up before I end this broadcast and a recap of some of the top stories. But before I go back to the calls, Ron in Oklahoma and others, I want everybody to grab a pen and paper because, you know, we talk about getting control of our lives, and a big way to do that is through health. And herbs and spices and essential oils are great nutrients. You're not getting the minerals and the vitamins and the cofactors and the enzymes you need out of the plants and animal products, the meats that you're eating, because so much of the country is depleted. That's why you need to go to herbalhealer.com, the global supplier with the largest selection I've seen anywhere, bigger than any health food store you'll find, the most high quality products at great prices. They've been around since 1987, and they've also got classes you can take via CD-ROM on learning the herbs and spices. They have books on what grows naturally in your area, great survival stuff, great ways to plant an herb garden at your house in the city or in the country. There, folks, it's a 120-page catalog, jam-packed with information, 120 pages. It's a book, and it's free. You'll also get a free newsletter, monthly newsletter, jammed full of vital information. You need to take advantage of this. Call them right now at 870-269-4177, 870-269-4177. 4177 or herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com or 870-269-4177. And tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the free catalog and the free newsletter. Again, that number in case you missed it, 870-269-4177. Herbal Healer Academy and herbalhealer.com. And then, of course, briefly, I have produced 9 full-length feature documentary films. My newest film is amazing. It's a mind-opening, eye-opening event, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The most hardcore video I've made covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, executive orders, forced inoculations, government-run white slavery rings, gun control, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism. It is an incredible film. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. It's really 3 films in one. I suggest you watch it in 3 50-minute sittings. $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 9 videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. Do the math. Or call toll-free to get the videos at 1-888-253- 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Take action. Get the videos. Air them on Access TV. Make copies for nonprofit, not for sale purposes. And force multiply this information now. I want to commend those that have. I want to encourage you to continue. Air them on Access TV and make copies. But I'm talking to you out there. If you haven't taken action, you really need to. I'm begging you to get involved in this fight. And I found no better tool than God knocking you off your horse like Saul of Tarsus. Other than that, I found God opening your eyes. That's the number one way. But I found no other tool as powerful as my videos to wake people up. We're having 90% conversion rates. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. So call toll free to get them. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, get the films today, and get my book, Descent into Tyranny. All right, let's go ahead and go to Ron in New York and some more calls, and I'll jump straight into the news. Go ahead, Ron. Good to talk to you. Or Ron in Oklahoma. Got another Ron in New York, too. Go ahead, Ron.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I was on my cell phone. Didn't know whether you could hear me or not. I've got a editorial here from the Daily Oklahoman about opposing the Patriot Act, but my thought is one reason the city doesn't want to go along with it, they don't want to rock the boat for federal money and tourist dollars. They've got the bombing memorial here now, and they're trying to build a tourist economy on the bombing memorial. And then they've got the Center for Terrorism here, which brings in federal money every year, and Tinker Air Force Base. But let me hit this short editorial from the Daily Oklahoman real quick.
Well, let me just tell folks that don't know, they proposed a city law to reaffirm the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the city council voted down the one member and said, we don't have a constitution here, and that's a federal matter. So a simple resolution saying we support liberty and freedom, what our veterans fought and died for. The city council said, well, we don't care about the veterans. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have a Republican mayor, Republican newspaper, and some Republican council members. But anyway, says opposing the Patriot Act. Understandably, the Oklahoma City Council has decided to decline to weigh in on the work of the so-called Patriot Act. It's a complex and controversial law born out of the September 11, 2001 attack, but one that doesn't lend itself to lengthy debate in municipal government circles. Still, the issue is one worthy of the court of public opinion. The act, passed by Congress and signed by President Bush, goes to the heart of individual civil liberties in this country that generations of Americans have fought and died for. We've been generally supportive of Bush's war on terrorism, but have wondered if the Patriot Act goes too far by expanding governmental power to eavesdrop and give access to financial and computer records. We disagree with a recent move by some members of Congress who would like to make the law a permanent one. Lawmakers should be required to debate its extension or circumstances in waging such shadowy wars often change quickly. Maybe the proposal by City Councilman Brent Reinhart to force the city to oppose the Patriot Act, while deferred indefinitely, will serve a wider purpose by calling attention to an issue that needs the public scrutiny and skepticism. Also, our local Channel 5 ABC affiliate conducted a viewers poll the night the council voted on the resolution. At 6 o'clock, their poll was running 4-1 against the Patriot Act, against it.
Well, I would ask you, sir, to send me that information. I know that I've lobbied on Oklahoma City radio stations against the Patriot Act. I know conservatives are now learning what's in it, Ron, and I want to encourage you to keep up your work fighting the Patriot Act. And I'd like you to send me, if you can get a tape of that or a news article about that, the poll running 4-1 against the Patriot Act. But even if it was running 100-1 for it, The Bill of Rights says that if it violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it is null and void. And please send me that editorial or a hyperlink to it. I'd like to post it on InfoWars.com. For those that don't know, two states have passed laws reaffirming the Bill of Rights, decrying the Patriot Act as un-American and not stopping terrorism, and over 400 cities and towns have done the same. So they're in deep trouble. People are responding in defense of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Ron, did you hear me yesterday and the day before read the Washington Times with the official brief of the Justice Department where they say the Patriot Act 2 is real and Patriot Act 1 will be used for all crime against all citizens?
Oh, I missed that, Alex. I've been busy the last couple of days, but I'm certainly not surprised at all. Well, I've got you here, Alex. I would like to ask your listeners to email the Daily Oklahoman and their CBS TV affiliate Channel 9 at newsok.com and ask them to support the resolution against the Patriot Act. You must have many, many thousands of listeners, Alex, so maybe we can put their weight on our side.
Absolutely. They should do it in every city that hasn't passed it. We proposed it. Two council members are for it in Austin, but they won't pass it. They don't support America either. Thanks for the call. Before I go to Brandon and others and some more of this news, listen to this article. Ashcroft defends Patriot Act in visit. And Ashcroft went on to say that the Patriot Act didn't affect citizens, didn't take your rights. That was out of the Washington Times. But then I have the other Washington Times article from Monday. Now, the one I just read was from last Friday. This is from Monday. Listen to this. Patriot Act on 2001 cast wide net, Frank J. Murray. Now, all he did was quote the Justice Department's own brief to Congress. It's public. Now, how did I know a year and a half ago that Patriot Act 1 affected citizens for all crimes, took juries, got rid of your right to face your accusers, secret arrest? But you notice that Daily Oklahoman article and every other article I've seen says, oh, more surveillance, more powers to stop terrorists. They never mention it's about the FBI, local police, breaking in your house without a warrant, taking whatever they want, planning whatever they want. They never mention any of that. They never mention that Section 802 says the new definition of terrorism is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. Well, now the new Patriot Act says that Section 802 isn't broad enough. They want an unlimited definition to secretly arrest you and secretly execute you. It actually says it if you do not even knowingly commit a crime or even if you don't commit a crime. Now, let me tell you, that's worse than the Soviet Union. So go ahead, globalists. Keep lying. Keep spinning. You're not going to get away with it. So this is out of the Washington Times. Patriot Act of 2001 cast wide net. Long-sought details have begun to emerge from the Justice Department on how anti-terror provisions of the USA Patriot Act have applied in non-terror investigations, just as battle lines are being drawn on proposed new powers in Patriot Act 2. Overall, the policy now allows evidence to be used for prosecuting common criminals, even when obtained under extraordinary anti-terrorism powers and information sharing between intelligence agencies and the FBI. So, what does that paragraph say? The policy now allows evidence to be used for prosecuting common criminals, even when the information is obtained from the CIA domestically and given to the FBI. The CIA domestically. They've announced they're now operating domestically. Well, they've been operating for decades with the smack and the coke, and now these criminals are going to be on our streets. Now, this is the Justice Department's quote here. We would use whatever tools are available to us within reason to prosecute violators of any law. We would use whatever tools are available to us to prosecute violators of any law, Justice Department spokesman Brian Sierra said in the wake of his department's massive report to Congress describing how the USA Patriot Act is being implemented. Now, we've had Frank Murray on. He's a great Congress watcher. Actually reports what he sees, what's on C-SPAN. But all the other articles last week were, oh, Ashcroft assures you this is not for citizens, it's only for narrow terror investigations. But semantically, he's telling the truth. Because terror is now any misdemeanor crime, anything. Now, he did lie saying there isn't a Patriot Act 2, there isn't a proposed second Patriot terror law, when it was already introduced in the Senate under S-22. But semantically, it's like Clinton saying it depends on what the word is. I mean, aren't you tired of this? So that's what they're doing. Brandon, in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm actually a student at the University of Texas in Austin, and I listen to your show every now and then, and I'm really intrigued by a lot of things you say, but I was just curious, you know, as a student, what sort of sources can I look to educate myself? Because, you know, I listen to the politicians on the news, and we're just supposed to take everything they say, but then I listen to you, and I can't just, you know, take everything you say. I want to go ahead and educate myself. So I was just curious, like I said, if you could name any sources that a student might.
Well, when I say Section 802 is the new definition of terrorism, you go to thomas.loc.gov, that's the Library of Congress.
Okay.
You type in H.R. 3162 or Patriot Act. And there'll be five versions of it. You click on the one that says enrolled and passed in the House and Senate. That'll be the one with the latest date, October 27th, 2001. And then you go to Section 802 and you read the new definition of domestic terrorism. When I say that Ashcroft says there's no Patriot Act 2, I have him on video saying that in Police State 3 on C-SPAN. Then I have him saying later there is a Patriot Act 2. I have the Justice Department's quote here that, yes, it'll be used against citizens for all crimes. No more Bill of Rights. That's the Washington Times. When I say that Oklahoma City is proposing a law to get rid of the Patriot Act, because I read it in their newspaper last week, they report the truth on most issues. It's the spin they put on it. We take the spin off of it because of our larger understanding of the geopolitical spectrum. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when Bush says we've got a new law to make your pension funds safe, I go to the proposed changes and it says that you will no longer own your pension funds and they can take them from you. And so I come on the air and say, well, this takes your pension funds. When a federal court rules that veterans above 65 no longer get health care, I go to the AP that tends to tell the truth, it's unfiltered, and I read the actual AP article where it says veterans won't get any more health care, and then I see it in the Austin American Statesman a week later with a local spin saying, oh, there's been some changes that might make it a little tougher to get health care, but oh, this had to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I read the Statesman and it says Perry signs new bill where if you take Medicare or Medicaid, they'll take your house, but he says it's good, I go to the Texas Legislature's website, I read the bill, and it basically says you won't have any private property ownership if you ever take a government handout. See, that's what we do here. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
I suggest InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. We'll be right back with more calls, more news.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Joyce Reiling. As a nurse, I know the dangers of toxins and heavy metals in the body. Chelation treatments can rid the body of these toxins, but it can be expensive, time-consuming, and inconvenient. But now there's Detoximin. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of EDTA chelation therapy, says that Detoximin is the only chelation suppository product on the market that has all the following attributes. It's legal, safe, comfortable to use, and has documented proof of its consistent effectiveness in its ability to chelate. 10 chelation treatments would cost about $1,000, but you can get approximately the same amount of chelation therapy for $289.95. This is an amazing breakthrough, and now you can rid your body of heavy metals and toxins in the privacy of your own home. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order your Detoximin today. Imagine the equivalent of 10 chelation treatments for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We're about to go to Hagen, Texas, and others and hit a few final news stories. But to answer the UT college students' important question, don't believe anything I say, sir. Check it out for yourself. I mean, they told us campaign finance reform would stop dirty money in politics. Well, it doubled the soft contributions that corporations can give. That is the corrupting influence. While it restricted First Amendment activities of groups in elections, and who I can interview, by the way. And so you can make up your own mind. Is that a good reform? Is that what they said it would do? 2 years ago, they passed a medical privacy bill. I read the bill. Made all your medical records public. Federalized all your different medical clinics where the feds have got computerized systems now and watch everything you do. I mean, that's what they do across the board. I mean, they said there wasn't a TIPS program to have you tattle on your neighbors and have the cable guy tattle on you. They changed the name, doubled the funding. This is what they do. So this is the information we're covering here on this broadcast. We look at the corruption of governments in the past, how they run scams, and we look at what's happening today. I mean, take a story like $1 trillion. It's $1.2 trillion, actually, missing from the Pentagon over the last 8 years. There's no investigation. There's been a handful of news articles about the Defense Department admitting over $1 trillion's missing. We go read those articles. Why isn't it top story? Why isn't it top story that it's now admitted that those so-called bioweapons trucks, trailers in Iraq, were for pumping up dirigibles, blimps, and the government knew that. They had the purchase order from the Russians in the 80s. They claimed they were bioweapons labs. Let's go ahead and talk to, Hank in Texas is up next. Go ahead, Hank.
Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
Good. I just wanted to let you know that apparently the police state is live and well in San Antonio. I just noticed one of their new secret police cars today. You can hardly tell it's a police car. It's dark green with black lettering on the side, and you have to be just about parallel or right next to the car to be able to see that it says San Antonio Police. No antennas that are visible, and they're cruising the highways. I wonder what that's about.
Well, look, you build a prison society. Prisons are the biggest part of our economy and the fastest growing, and they need people in those prisons. They need to expand their industry, And it's going to get bigger and bigger, and they're going to go after more and more of us that are innocent. And the cops are running the drugs, the prostitutes, everything. They get caught all the time framing people. A lot of the cops aren't bad, but they're compartmentalized and don't stand up against the corruption. And it's system wide. It's all part of the larger takeover.
Can't find enough real criminals. Now they have to sneak up on anybody they can, I guess, and trump up some charge.
Well, look at New York. The police are complaining. They say they've been ordered to put as many people as they can in jail. Pregnant women sit down on the sidewalk sick. And 8 months pregnant, they're arrested, fined. You feed the pigeons, you're arrested. Park in your own parking lot. Stand out front your own barber shop, you're fined. And the police have been told, crack down, squeeze everyone, let them know who's boss.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, anyway, maybe there's some people listening that will be on the lookout.
All right, sir. I really appreciate your call. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, man, there's a lot of news we got to, some we didn't have a chance to get to. I hope you will tell your friends and family about the show, the great guests we have, the great callers, the important news we cover, my analysis as well. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Infowars.com is another great site we have. Visit them both daily. Please email your friends and family and tell them to check them out today. And tell your friends and family to tune in, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, or satellite, through this worldwide broadcast. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2, during the day central. God bless you all.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.